ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ క్యాంటో, ద హంస గుహ్య ప్రేయర్స్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఎస్టర్డే వి స్టార్టెడ్ డిస్కసింగ్ ది హంస గుహ్య ప్రేయర్స్ అండ్ ఐ థింక్ వి హావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ 3 శ్లోకాస్, రైట్? సో ఐ థింక్ 23, 24, 25, ఐ థింక్ 3 శ్లోకాస్ వి హావ్ కంప్లీట్, మేబీ 4, ఐ డోంట్ నో, లెట్స్ సీ. సో ఎస్టర్డే వి స్టార్టెడ్ డిస్కసింగ్, దక్షా సేస్ నమ పరాయా వితతానుభూతయే గుణత్రయాభాస నిమిత్త బంధవే అదృష్ట ధామ్నే గుణతత్వ బుద్ధిభిర్ నివృత్తమానాయ దదే స్వయంభువే. హి సేస్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు ద సెల్ఫ్ బోర్న్ లార్డ్ స్వయంభూ పరాయ, హూ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంట్, హూ ఇస్ సుపీరియర్ టు ద జీవ అండ్ ద మాయా అండ్ ఇట్స్ ప్రోడక్ట్స్. అవితత అనుభూతయే, హూ ఇస్ రియల్ నాలెడ్జ్ or whose understanding is perfect or infallible. Nimit dabasa nimitve, he inspires to act the jiva and matter both. They get their empowerment to act according to their dharma by the supreme lord in the form of paramatma. Adrishta damne gunatattva buddhibhi, and it is mentioned that he has a form which cannot be seen by that intelligence which is absorbed in material objects. Nivritta manaya, and who cannot be known. The length and breadth or the extent of his glories cannot be known like that. Then we discuss the next verse. నయస్య సఖ్యం పురుషో వైతి సఖ్యు సకావసన్ సంవసత పురేస్మిన్ గుణో యథా గుణినో వ్యక్త దృష్టే తస్మై మహేషాయ నమస్కరోమి. తస్మై మహేషాయ నమస్కరోమి, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అండ్ టు ద ఆల్ కంట్రోలింగ్ లార్డ్, హూ ఇస్ సఖా, హూ ఇస్ ద ఫ్రెండ్, వసన్ అస్మిన్ పురే, హూ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ విత్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. వ్యక్త దృష్టే, and who allows the living entity to manifest his knowledge. Yasya purushah samvasatah na avaiti sakyuh, even though he is present within the body of the living entity and the living entity lives right next to this supreme lord, who is the friend, but it cannot, the living entity cannot understand that he is his friend. Yata guno guninah, just the sense objects cannot understand the revealing power of the senses like that. Then he says, deho savoksha manavo bhutamatram atmanam anyam cha vidupparam yat sarvam puman veda gunam statagnyo na veda sarvagyam anantamide. The body, life, air, senses, the antakaranas, the gross elements, sense objects, etc., they do not know themselves or they do not know the jiva, but the jiva knows all of them, and the jiva can also potentially know itself. The jiva can know the paramatma, but that jiva cannot know the omniscient supreme personality of Godhead Bhagavan, because he is filled with infinite qualities. The unknowability of the Supreme Lord in the form of Bhagavan is indicated. So this is where we ended our discussion yesterday. So if there are any comments, questions based on what we discussed yesterday or till now, we will take. If there is none, then we will continue with the 26th verse onwards. Anything based on what we discussed yesterday?
No problem.
Okay. Yado paramo manasa nama rupa rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat yaiyate kevalaya swasamstya hamsaya tasmai shuchi sadmane namaha. So this verse is going to talk about under what circumstances one can realize the impersonal Brahman. He says, Tasmai Hamsaya Namaha. Hamsaya means to that Lord who is pure. That is the meaning of Tasmai Hamsaya Namaha. Shuchi Sadmane. Shuchi Sadmane. Shuchi is pure. Sadmane is, like a platform, which is the mind. Shuchi Sadmane means one who is perceived through pure mind. Tasmai Hamsaya Namaha Shuchi Sadmane. Yaha Iyate Kevalaya. Kevalaya means Kevala, without any material qualities in the form of Brahman, who is perceived as impersonal Brahman. Yaha Iyate. Iyate means to perceive. Yaha Iyate Kevalaya. One who is perceived as impersonal. Under what circumstances? Yada, when, Manaha, the mind, Nama Rupa Rupasya, which defines names and forms, the mind defines names and forms, Uparamaha, when it enters Samadhi, when the mind enters Samadhi, Sampramoshad, because of complete destruction. Here, complete destruction refers to complete destruction of material vasanas. So, mind defines names and forms based on its past material experiences. But when that mind becomes completely freed of past material experiences, then it perceives. Through that pure mind, one can perceive the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. Drishta Smriti. Because of complete destruction of seeing and remembering material objects. So by the process of Nishkama Karma Yoga and subsequently by the process of Jnana, when the heart becomes completely purified and perfected, then with that pure mind, and because of not having instigated the spiritual aspect of that mind, that mind can only perceive the absolute truth in its impersonal feature, because the mind, which has the capacity to define the names and forms past experience, because it has entered Samadhi, because of complete destruction of seeing material, seeing and material objects, completely, that is gone. So therefore, he says that Tasmai Hamsaya Namaha, let me offer full obeisances and for Lord, Shuchi Sadhane, who is pursued by your mind, and comes as Anaha Yada Manasaha, when the mind Uparupasya names and Uparamaha, it enters into Samadhi. Why it enters into Samadhi? Drishta Smriti Sampramoshat. Because of the complete destruction of seeing and remembering material objects due to the spiritual practice. Like that. Okay. So, can you recollect the verse, words of the verse, whatever you can recollect?
Tasmai
Hamsaya Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the pure Lord. Okay.
Iha Kevalaya.
Iyate kevalaya. Iyate, yaha iyate kevalaya. But before that, there was one thing that was mentioned.
Shuchi Sadmane.
What is the meaning of Shuchi Sadmane?
One who can be perceived on pure mind.
One who can be perceived by the pure mind. Okay. Then?
Nama Rupa Rupasya.
After that comes yaha iyate kevalaya. One who can be seen, one who can be perceived as the impersonal, When?
By the pure mind.
Yada. When?
Yada manasah.
Manastaha. Yada manasaha. When the mind?
Rupa rupasya.
When the mind? What is the nature of the mind? The nature of the mind is Nama Rupa Rupataya, which defines names and forms. Okay. When that mind which defines names and forms, what happens to that mind?
Goes into
Samprosha.
Uparamaha. Uparamat. What is that? Uparamaha. When it Uparamaha means?
Samadhi.
Samadhi, when it reaches Samadhi. Why does it reach Samadhi?
Because the Sampramoshati.
Sampramoshat. Sampramoshat means?
Complete destruction.
Complete destruction of what?
Drishta Smriti.
Drishta Smriti means?
Seeing and remembering of material objects.
Of seeing and remembering objects. When that mind, due to the spiritual practice, has lost all past experience of seeing and remembering material objects, that mind which has also not practiced bhakti to instigate the spiritual impressions, that can perceive the absolute truth only in its impersonal feature and nothing more. That's what Daksha is offering here. Daksha is mentioning here. Okay, so we will see what Srila Vishnu Jagadakur has to say. You have said that the person who knows him does not know him. In that manner, so because he said that, oh, the Jiva can understand the Paramatma, but the Jiva cannot understand Bhagavan, like that he mentioned in the previous verse. So someone may say, you have said that the person who knows him does not know him. In that matter, there are two types of known object. Two types of known objects. That which is easily understood and that which is very difficult to understand. So which is easy to understand, which is difficult to understand. That's what this verse will speak of the impersonal form of the Lord, which is easily understood. So he says that the impersonal form of the Lord can be easily understood. Uparamaha manasaha. Cessation of mind here means the state of samadhi, not the dissolution produced in the state of deep sleep, and not the agitation in the waking or dream states. So this is not the word Paramaha does not refer to the state of deep sleep or the state of waking. It does not refer to, basically it does not refer to Shushupti, Jagrati or Swapa. It actually refers to the Turiya stage. That's what he is indicating. So Paramaha does not mean the non-functional state of mind in deep sleep. It does not talk about that. Here it is talking about the actual samadhi which is attained due to a spiritual practice, which is caused due to actual destruction of material vasanas. That's what he is talking about. What is the mind? The nature of the mind, mind is defined by its function. What is the function of the mind? It defines names and forms based on its past experience. So we call, you look at something which lands on your plate in the morning and you say, oh, this is idli. So how do you know? Because you have a past experience. You have past experience of nama and rupa. Rupa, it looks white and soft and round. And nama also connected to that rupa, you have heard it as idli. So when it lands in your plate, you say, oh, this is idli. So how? Because the mind is able to drishta smriti. It has remembrance of the form, name, etc. based on your past experience. But when that is wiped out, then due to a spiritual practice, then the mind is said to be in the stage of samadhi. What is the mind? It defines names and forms. And what is the cause of the mind's samadhi? How did the mind reach that samadhi? Samadhi because of the distinction of seeing and remembering material objects. At that time, the Lord is perceived as a form without qualities, as a spiritual substance only. Kevalaya swasamstaya, like that. I offer respects to the Lord who is pure, who is perceived in the pure heart. Brahma has said that this form of the Lord is easy to understand. So he is somehow, Vishnachakaya Thakur is very fondly remembering Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto after Brahma Vimohan Leela. So practically in many of the purports he is again and again quoting 10th canto 14th chapter. Here also he quotes, Tatapi bhuman mahima gunasyate vibhodum arhat yamalantaratmabihi avikriyat swanu bhavadarupato yananya bhodhatmataya na chanyata. He says, non-devotees, however, cannot realize you in your full personal feature. They cannot realize you in your full personal feature. Nonetheless, it may be possible for them to realize your expansion as the impersonal supreme by cultivating direct perception of the self within the heart. So, which means by the process of jnana, they may be able to realize you in your impersonal feature, but they cannot realize you in your personal form. But they can do this only by purifying their mind and senses, which is what is indicated in this verse also. Sampramoshat. Drishta smrita sampramoshat. Shuti sadmane. Like that. But they can do this only by purifying their mind and senses of all conceptions of material distinctions and all attachment to material sense objects. Only in this way will your impersonal feature manifest itself to them. So through this verse, also same meaning, he indicates that the Supreme Lord, to realize him in his impersonal feature is easy, but to realize him in his personal feature is difficult. Why is it difficult?
Last verse only we saw, Guruji.
Yeah. What did we see?
That just like the senses and the sense objects, they cannot know each other, but the Jiva can know them. And the Jiva can know Paramatma also, but the Jiva cannot know the Supreme Lord because he is unlimited.
No, of course. What we saw was the Jiva cannot know the Supreme Lord completely because of his unlimited qualities. That is true. But here it says, but at least to some extent one can realize the personal form of the Lord. Even that is difficult. Why?
Because it requires Krishna's mercy. And Krishna like gives rare. Sudhurlabha is the quality.
Because of the rarity of bhakti. Because of the rarity of bhakti. But the process itself is not difficult. The process itself is very easy, but it is very rarely available. That is why it is said to be difficult. One cannot do anything to actually acquire it. As you mentioned, it is available only through causeless mercy of Krishna, that is available through the devotee. And when the devotee would come, how he would come, whether he would come, nothing. We can't do anything to attract. So therefore, it is very rare. So when it says it is difficult, it is not that the abhidheya itself is difficult, but faith in that abhidheya is very difficult because of the rarity. Because the means of attaining that faith is difficult. You know, it's very rare. For that reason, it is mentioned that to understand or appreciate the personal form of the Lord is very, very difficult. Like that. Any quick comments, questions, discussions before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport?
Prabhuji, one question. This realization of
Bhagwan feature of Lord for a devotee is it is direct, na? Like when we hear about the stages, like Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, so the Lord, like he attached to the activities of the Lord and then directly to the Lord only in Asakti, mm-hmm. to the form of the Lord. So it is not a gradual, that first one has to go to, means first one realizes the Brahman and then one realizes the Paramatma. Because like one of the purports in the fourth canto, Prabhupada is writing that there is nothing, like there is nothing highly uninspiring for the pure devotee, because the Paramatma is inspiring him in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like through this particular verse, it like appears to an extent that like first Brahman and then Paramatma and then Bhagwan, like no. that.
Like it that. Does not, I mean, I don't think it looks like that. It says, yes, realizing the Brahman feature is easy. It seems like that. But that is not necessarily a preliminary stage. That is not how Prabhupada, that's not how this verse is indicating. It says it is easy. Easy does not necessarily mean, that is why we had this discussion. What does it mean for it to, what does it mean to be easy? The process of realizing the impersonal is easy, and the process of realizing the personal form is difficult. Difficult indicates rarity. But
yes.
Here we are talking about people, devotees who have received that qualification costlessly. By costless mercy we have received. Having received it is not difficult. So, and having received, one does, it does not say that one has to first realize the impersonal feature and then come to the personal feature. Prabhupada has always emphasized that while realizing the Bhagavan feature, one automatically realizes that the Brahma Jyoti is his bodily effulgence. That's all.
Yes.
So like that. Anything else?
Even take example, Saraswati. When Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, all Saraswati was there. So many that scholars were sitting in that assembly, and Prabhupada was impersonate about it. So they gave different answers as per their understanding. And then Saraswati and asked who is God. So then Saraswati told Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Yeah. So this example also we give sometimes of the train. Right, not train first. We see the light, then we see the smoke coming, then we see some kind of compartments, then the whole train. The example is also not complete in itself. Then I mean, I was just like thinking of
The understanding of that example is incomplete or improper.
Purpose is different.
So we have to see what does it mean. To perfectly appreciate that example, you need to understand the process of bhakti. So how one gets bhakti. So Vishnu Chakradhakur also uses a similar example. In one of the Dhruva Maharaj's prayers, he uses this example of a similar example. Of course, during Vishnu Jagadakur's time, there were trains. So he uses the example of if you look at a forest from a distance, it looks like a dense green forest. But when you go closer, you see individual trees. But when you go still closer, you see that it's a village with people staying in houses and things like that. So he says that approach, that person approaching the forest indicates one coming closer and closer to bhakti. So when the element of bhakti becomes more and more. So this is for a person who may get that opportunity for gradual progress. You can see it as one person approaching, or you can see it as different people being situated at different distances from that forest. So you can see it in two ways. So for a person who is gradually progressing, it is one person who is progressing. But for a person who is not progressing but being situated at different states different levels of closeness to actual pure devotional service. He perceives the absolute truth at different levels, either Brahmeti or Paramatmeti or Bhagavaniti Shabdeti, like that. So that that example, you need to understand the, see, when we are the person who presents that example should have a very clear understanding of the science behind it, and then he should present. So that example should not be presented in such a way that just like first you see the light and then you see Paramatma and then you see train. Of course, that's how the example. So rather, I would say better way of presenting that example is, one who stands right next to the train, he will see the train. But one who is little far away will, one who is right next to the train on the platform, he will see the train and people inside the train and the vendors and everything. One who is little far away will see the train, but one who is very far away, he will see light. Mm-hmm. So that way you present, that's a reasonable way of presenting that. Otherwise, it would seem like, oh, first you will see, you have to see light, then you will see train, then you will see. So that looks like a chronological presentation, which is true for those who are doing a gradual progress, but not everyone gradual progress. So for such people, you can present the same example in this way. Instead of one person, you explain that there are three people who are situated at different distances from the train, how they perceive that train. Like that you can present actually this analogy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Guruji.
Anything else, or can we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purpose? Okay, you can read.
There are two stages of God realization. One is called Sudneyam, or very easily understood, generally by mental speculation, and the other is called Durdneyam, understood only with difficulty. Paramatma realization.
Prabhupada many times does mean many times he sort of puts category only. Actually, mental speculation. So mental do. But the jnanis, the real jnanis, they don't do mental speculation. So they may do, what they do is some kind of philosophical speculation do. But mental speculation, by mental speculation, you cannot understand even the Brahman feature of the Supreme Lord. But for, according to Prabhupada, for all practical purposes, Mayavada or the path of jnana, both are, in one sense, irrelevant and impractical paths in this day and age. So therefore, many times Prabhupada does not bother to make a very critical distinction between Mayavad and the path of proper path of Vedic Jnana. So therefore, Prabhupada, even though he says, so actually, that path of mental speculation which the Mayavadis practice, that is not Durgyaya. That is, Durgyaya means difficult to understand, but that what the Mayavadis practice as mental speculation, that is, Agnyaya. It is impossible to understand actually with that. But Prabhupada says that, oh, that is mental speculation, that is Durgyaya, like that. That is, yeah.
Paramatma realization and Brahman realization are considered Sudneyam, but realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead is Durdneyam. As described here, one attains the ultimate realization of the personality of Godhead when one gives up the activities of mind, thinking, feeling, and willing. Or in other words, when mental speculation stops. This transcendental realization is above Sushupti, deep sleep. In our gross conditional stage, we perceive things through material experience and remembrance. And in subtle stage, we perceive the world in dreams. The process of vision also involves remembrance and also exists in a subtle form. Above gross experience in dreams is Sushupti, deep sleep. And when one comes to the completely spiritual platform, transcending deep sleep, he attains trance, Vishuddha Sattva or Vasudeva Sattva, in which the personality of Godhead is revealed. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai. As long as one is situated in duality or on the sensual platform, gross or subtle, realization of the original personality of Godhead is impossible. Sevan Mukhehi Jivvado Swayameva Spurat Pidaha. But when one engages his senses in the service of the Lord, specifically when one engages the tongue in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and tasting only Krishna Prasad, the spirit of service, the supreme personality of Godhead is revealed. This is indicated in this verse by the word Shuchi Satmane. Shuchi means purified. By the spirit of rendering service with one's senses, one's entire existence becomes Shuchi Sadma, the platform of uncontaminated purity. Daksha therefore offers his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is revealed in the platform of Shuchi Sadma. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following prayer of, by Lord Brahma from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.6. Tathapi bhuman mahima gunasyate vibodhum arhat yamalantaratma atmabhi. One whose heart has become completely purified, my Lord, can understand the transcendental qualities of your lordships, the lordship, and can understand the greatness of your activities.
Yeah. So any further comments, questions before we move on to the next verse? Okay. The next two verses are connected. Manishinontar hridi sannivesitam swashakti birnava bischat trivridbihi vaknimyata daruni panchadashyam manishaya nishkarshanti gudam savai mamashesha visheshamaya nisheda nirvana sukanubhutihi sa sarvanama sacha vishvarupah prasidatam aniruptatma shaktihi. So he says, yata vahnim daruni. Daruni is wood, vahni is fire. Yata vahnim daruni. Just as a person manifests fire from the wood, how? Panchadashyam. Panchadashyam are a particular set of 15 mantras by chanting which you can invoke fire from wood. Okay. Yata vahnim daruni panchadashyam. Just as a person can manifest fire from wood by chanting the 15 mantras. Manishinaha. Intelligent people. In this case, the devotees. In the same way, the devotees. Gudam antar hridi sannivesham. After bringing the personal Lord into the heart by hearing, okay, gudam antar hridi sannivesham. After sannivesham means bringing, antar hridi means within the heart, gudam means the secret, gudam param brahma manushyalingam. The secret Supreme Personality of Godhead into the heart through the process of hearing is not directly mentioned, but it should be understood. As Pravishta Karna Randrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham Dhanoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yata Sharat, like that. Nishkarshanti, they manifest him before their eyes. And when the Lord manifests, he manifests along with his swa shakti bihi navabihi sta trivrit bihi. When the Lord manifests, he manifests along with his swarup shakti, which is sometimes divided into three. The nine are Vimala, Utkarshini, and those nine. And the three are Samvit, Sandini and Haladini. So they manifest him Nishkarshanti before their eyes along with the nine and three Shaktis, Manishaya, by their Prema Bhakti. Manishaya, even though literally means intelligence, through their intelligence, here in this context, because Manishinaha has been defined as bhakti, devotees or bhaktas, therefore Manisha or Manishaya refers to through their bhakti, Nishkarshanti, they manifest before their eyes, the Supreme Lord, along with his 9 and 3 spiritual Shaktis. Okay, so this is the first verse. Manishino antarhridi sannivesitam swashaktibir navabhischa trividbrihi vakhnim yata daruni panchadashyam manishaya nishkarshanti gudam. So we have seen the meaning of the first verse. Okay, saha, may that Supreme Personality of Godhead, anubhutihi, who is experienced, who is realized, as nirvana sukaha, as bliss without any material suffering. May that Lord who is experienced as nirvana sukha, as bliss without any material suffering, ashesha vishesha maya nisheda. Ashesha, unlimited, vishesha, with lot of varieties, maya, material energy, nisheda, without. Devoid of unlimited varieties of maya, saha sarva nama saha sahacha vishwarupaha, and who is names and all forms of universe by his external energy, anirukta atma shaktihi, and who has his spiritual energy beyond mind and words, anirukta, anirukta, nirukti is dictionary. Anirukta means which cannot be defined by dictionary, which means which is beyond this material world. Anirukta Atma Shaktihi Mama Prasidatam, may he be pleased with me. Okay, I will again go through the two verses, the meanings. Please listen carefully. Yata Vahnim Daruni, just as a person manifests fire from wood, panchadashyam, through mantras, in the same way, manishinaha, the pure devotees, gudam antarhridi sannivesitam, after bringing the personal form of the Lord into the heart through hearing, nishkarshanti, they manifest him before their eyes, swa shaktibihi navabhischa trividbhi. They manifest that Supreme Lord along with his 9 energies and 3 energies. This is the first verse. And then they say, Manishaya. Manishaya means by their Prema Bhakti. So, Saha, may that Supreme Lord, Anubhutihi, who is thus realized, Nirvana Sukha, as bliss without any material suffering, Ashesha Vishesha Maya Nisheda, who is without the unlimited varieties of maya, who is all names and all forms in the universe by his external energy, saha sarvanama sahacha vishwarupaha anirukta atma shakti, and who possesses spiritual energy or spiritual energy which is beyond mind and words, Mama Prasidata, may he be pleased with me. Okay. So, now, I will tell, there is an analogy that is used in this verse. Now, I will tell one part of the analogy. You have to tell me the equivalent part in the explanation that is given. Okay. The person that is mentioned, who is the what is the equivalent for that? In this pure analogy,
pure devotees.
Very good. Okay, and the process of manifesting fire from wood,
hearing and other processes,
Prema Bhakti, Prema Bhakti,
hearing and other processes.
Hearing and other processes by which he first manifests the Lord within the heart and then manifests him in front of the eyes, along with the 3 and 9 energies. Okay. And Panchadashyam.
Panchadashyam. Mantra.
Whether bhakti.
Yeah. Bhaktya. So Manishaya. By their prema bhakti. Like that. They manifest through mantras, whereas the devotees manifest by their devotion. Like that. So may that Lord who is realized without material suffering, as who is realized as bliss without material suffering, may he be pleased with me. Like that he offers his prayers. Let's see what Srila Vishnu Jagadakur says here. Now the form with qualities, because the previous verse said how the form without qualities is realized. This verse now says how the form with qualities is realized, which is difficult to understand, is described here. The pure devotees who are Manishinaha, this is like a contextual meaning. This is not a dictionary meaning, even because Manishinaha literally should mean intelligent people. Okay. The pure devotees, by the process of prema bhakti, Manishaya, extract the Lord who has entered the heart by the process of hearing and is hidden there. So they extract the Lord who is hiding there within the heart. Pravishta Karnarandrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham Dhnoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yatasharat. Krishna, entering the lotus of the heart through the ears of the devotees, washes away all contamination until it is completely pure like the pools of water in the autumn season. Pulling the Lord from the heart, the devotees taste his sweetness and beauty by the eyes and other senses. They pull the Lord out along with his chit shakti, which is mentioned here as swashakti vihi. There are 9 shaktis, starting with Vimala. It's mentioned in Haribhakti. Vimala, Utkarshini, Jnana, Kriya, Yoga, Prahva, Satya, Ishana and Anugraha. So these are the 9 shaktis, Navabihi, that was mentioned. And the 3 shaktis are Pladini, Samvit and Sandini. Vishnu Puran says, Pladini, Sandini, Samvit, Vayeka, Sarva, Samshraye, Plada, Tapakari, Mishra, Tvayino, Guna, Varjite. If you who are the shelter of all spiritual qualities exist, exist the energies of Pladini, Sandini and Samvit. In you who are devoid of material qualities, the happiness and distress found in this material world. Lada tapakari mishra twayi no guna varjite. It does not exist in you. So then he explains the analogy. Just as priests draw out extraordinary fire through 15 samidheni mantras from wood, devotees draw the Lord out of the heart. May the Lord be pleased with us. This form with unlimited spiritual qualities is difficult to understand. Why? Because it can only be realized by bhakti, and because even though realized by bhakti, one cannot know the extent of the Lord's sweetness and powers. So even though one can know, first thing is to get that faith in bhakti is very rare, and even after attaining that bhakti, to realize the extent of the Lord's sweetness and powers is impossible. That is why it is mentioned that it is very difficult. Again, he quotes from Brahmaji's prayers. The same prayer is quoting for the second time here. Gunatmanaste pi gunan vimatum hitvavatirnasya ka ishiresya కాలేన యైర్వా విమితా సుకల్పైర్ భూపాంశ వక్కేమిహి కాద్యుభాసః. He says, in time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, or the stars and the luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for benefit of all living entities? Indicating that the sudurlabha nature or the rarity, not even rarity, is impossible. How it is impossible to understand the extent of glories of Krishna. That form with qualities is without material qualities. Nirvana sukha means happiness without the arrows of bodily and mental sufferings which pierce the heart. Vana. Vana means arrows. Nirvana means without arrows. So what is the nature of arrows? When they pierce, it causes terrible pain. So nirvana means that which is devoid of the terrible pain that is caused in the form of bodily and mental sufferings, which is the symptom of one's stay in this material world. And the bliss experienced by, like Prabhupada always says, in this material world, if you want milk, then you will have to maintain a cow, you will have to bother to maintain a cow, then feed the cow, and then work for earning to purchase the fodder for the cow and all that. So therefore, no bliss in this material world actually is without the suffering. But the bliss of the Supreme Lord, it is mentioned here as Nirvana Sukha. Nirvana Sukha means which is that bliss which is without the suffering, arrow-like suffering that is caused due to material existence. The Lord is realized with happiness devoid of suffering and without the unlimited varieties of Maya. The Vishnu Purana has said, Klada Tapakari Mishra Twaino Gunavarjite. In you who are devoid of material qualities, the mixture of happiness and distress found in the material world does not exist. The Lord is all names and form of the universe from Brahma to a blade of grass, indicating that everything in this material world is the energy of the Supreme Lord. And because of the non-difference between energy and energetic, it is mentioned that everything is the Supreme Lord. This means that whatever names and forms exist, they belong to him. Though the universe is his form, since Maya is the Lord's Shakti and thus non-different from him, his Swarupa Shakti is completely different from the material universe made by the Maya Shakti. So even though it is mentioned that the universe is non-different from Krishna, it is a form of the Lord only. But in the sense that the Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different, but there is a difference. Just like the employee also belongs to the owner, and the son of the owner also belongs to the owner, but there is a difference in with which the owner owns the son and the owner owns the employee. So the employee is like his Bahiranga Shakti and the son is like his Swarup Shakti. So yes, it is true that the form of the universe is the form of the Lord, but it is not his Swarup Shakti. It is his Bahiranga Shakti, like that. Though the universe is his form, since Maya is the Lord's Shakti and thus non-different from him, his Swarup Shakti is completely different from the material universe made by the Maya Shakti. He has his own Shakti, Atma Shakti, which are not the subject of material words and mind. Anirukta. You cannot try to understand the Supreme Lord's details about the Supreme Lord using the Oxford Dictionary, or even for that matter, any other Sanskrit dictionary which talks about things of this material world. Anirukta. So the word, previous verse talks about anirukta, and this next verse talks about niruktam. Okay. So, but anyway, that's Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's explanation of these two verses. Any quick comments, questions, discussions before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport?
Hare Krishna. I have one question.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. These three Shaktis which are mentioned, Dharini, Samhita and Sandhi. So, I just wanted to know more about that. We know that there is potency. Sandhini is the expansion in the dham. And Samvit is knowledge potency. So, wanted to know more about what are the more features of these three energies. So this is what I know. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah, the Samvit potency is the knowledge potency. So as soon as the here when we are talking about Samvit, Sandini and Hladini, this is Samvit, Sandini and Hladini in relation to Krishna. Krishna Samvit, Krishna Sandini, Krishna Hladini. So that's what we are talking about. So when we are talking about Samvit Shakti, it means when the living entity by practice of bhakti comes to the stage of bhava. So then the Samvit Shakti actually introduces the living entity to Krishna and Krishna to the living entity. So Samvit Shakti is that potency by which the jiva understands his personal relationship with Krishna. What is his name in the spiritual world? What is his service? When does he serve? Whom does he serve? What is the mood and everything? So that is the Samvit potency, and the presiding deity of that Samvit potency is Krishna. And one may know Krishna, but one should also experience the bliss of that relationship. So it is not just knowing the relationship, but one should. The real fun is in actually experiencing the juice of that relationship. So, while Samvit potency introduces Krishna to the devotee and devotee to Krishna, but Hladini potency allows the devotee to experience the bliss of that relationship, allows the living entity to experience the bliss of that relationship with Krishna, and allows Krishna to experience the bliss of his relationship with the living entity. That is Hladini. And Sandini is for that. And the presiding deity of Sandini, Hladini potency is Radharani. But for that Sandini, for that Hladini and Samvit, Krishna and Radharani to manifest, first the place has to be made ready, the heart has to be made ready, heart has to be cleansed. So that clean, that heart which has been cleansed by the practice of bhakti through the guidance of Guru and Balramji, who is the representative of Balramji, that heart is the manifestation of the Sandini potency. Like in the world, the dham and every place and all the places in paraphernalia which Krishna uses are Krishna. So that is manifested by Balramji. Similarly, the heart, which is going to be the place where Krishna and Radharani have to manifest, that is also manifested by Balramji. So that purified heart is the Sandini potency. As it is mentioned, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shadditam Yadiyate Tatra Puman Apavritah Sattvecha Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Yadokshajome Manasa Vidiyate. Like that it is mentioned. So that is the Sandini potency. So the Sandini potency is the existential potency where it creates an environment that is apt for the Supreme Lord to come and stay there. So the presiding deity for the Sandini potency is Balramji.
Okay, thank you.
Any other quick comments before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport? Okay, Hari Bhakti Prabhu, you can read.
This, in his commentary to this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur uses the word durvigneyam, which means very difficult to realize. The pure stage of existence is described in Bhagavad Gita 7.28, when Krishna says, Yesham dvandagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 9.14, the Lord says, Sadatam girde yanto maam itantasya dridavritaha namasasyanja maam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Okay, Prabhupada, why is he quoting these two verses? Why is Prabhupada quoting? Why is he quoting Esham Tontagatam Papam?
Because by the process of hearing that the Antaridhi, that Sanniveshitam, Lord will enter when the heart gets purified.
Yeah. He is still continuing with the previous verse, which talks about Shuchi Sadmane. How in the purified heart only, even for the appearance of the Brahman feature of the Lord, if the heart has to be pure, and definitely for the appearance of Supreme Lord also, in his Bhagavan feature also, the Lord has the heart has to be pure. So that's why he quotes Yesham Tontagatam Papam. Then Bhajante Mam Dridavrata, it is possible to worship the Lord with determination. Like that. Yeah. Can you continue?
One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead after transcending all material impediments. Therefore, Lord Krishna also says in Gita 7.3, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashchidyati Siddhaye Tamupi Siddhanam Kashchinmam Vyakti Tattvatha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
So Prabhupada here is describing Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's first line of purport. You see, now the form with qualities which is difficult to understand is described. And Prabhupada is explaining, he started the purport in the same way by quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And how is it durvigneyam? And Prabhupada is quoting, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschinmam veti tatvataha. So this verse indicates
Rarity.
So in that sense, actually, the personal form of the Lord is durvigneyam. Because to get that faith, to get that qualification is rare. But having received that qualification, it is easy. That is why Krishna says, Susukam kartum avyayam. Like that. Yeah.
To understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must undergo severe penances and austerities. But since the path of devotional service is perfect, by following this process, one can very easily come to the spiritual platform and understand the Lord. This formed in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, where Krishna says, Bhaktya mama bhi janati yavan yashchasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato dnyatva vishate tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, although the subject matter is durvigneyam, extremely difficult to understand, it becomes easy if one follows the prescribed method. Coming in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is possible through pure devotional service, which begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. In this, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.5, Pravishta Karana Randrena Swanam Bhavasaruruham. The process hearing and chanting enters the core of the heart, and in this way one becomes a pure devotee. By continuing this process, one comes to a stage of transcendental love, and then he appreciates the transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, a pure devotee by devotional service is able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead despite many material impediments, which are all various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Easily making his way through these impediments, a devotee comes directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After all, the material impediments described in these verses are but various energies of the Lord. When a devotee is eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he prays to the Lord, ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam budau kripaya tava pada pankaja staduli sadrusham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Being pleased with the devotee, the Lord turns all his material impediments into spiritual service. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from Vishnu Puran, Ladini Sandini Samvit Tvai Eka Sarva Samstitau Lada Tapakai Mishra Tvai No Guna Varjite. In the material world, the spiritual energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifested as Tapakari, which means causing miseries. Everyone hankers for happiness, but although happiness originally comes from the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the material world, because of material activities, the pleasure potency of the Lord becomes a source of miseries. Lata Tapakari. False happiness in the material world is the source of distress. But when one's endeavors for the happiness are redirected towards the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Tapakari element of misery is vanquished. Mm-hmm. An example in this connection is that extracting fire from wood is certainly difficult. But when the fire comes out, it burns the wood to ashes. In other words, experiencing the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely difficult for those devoid of devotional service. But everything becomes easier for a devotee, and thus he can very easily meet the Supreme Lord. Here the prayers say that the form of the Lord is beyond the jurisdiction of material form and therefore inconceivable. A devotee prays, however, my dear Lord, be pleased with me so that I may very easily see your transcendental form and potency. Non-devotees try to understand the Supreme Brahman by discussions of Neti Neti, Nisheda Nirvana Sukhanubhuti. A devotee, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, avoids such laborious speculations and realizes the existence of the Lord very easily.
Yeah, so that's what Prabhupada is also mentioning. Even though he starts the purport, interestingly, such a paradox, he starts the purport by quoting Vishnu Chakradhakur, indicating that now that form which is very difficult to understand is described, and then he ends the purport by telling that in this way one can understand the Supreme Lord very easily. And in fact he's talking about the same path, and in between he bridges that apparent paradox by indicating that difficult here indicates rarity. So by quoting these verses, manushyanam sahasreshu prasiddhi pratisuddhaye, like that. Okay, so is that clear? Any other further comments, questions? Okay, so what is the time, Hari Bhakti Guru?
1 minute, Prabhuji, I'll check. 12:06, Prabhuji.
Oh, 12:06. Okay, fine. So we will end today's discussion here, and we will continue this discussion further, correct?
Yes, Prabhuji. Monday, na, Prabhuji, Monday?
Yeah, Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. So, hoping to see you all on Monday. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Mancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. Jai Krishna.